Look at verse 5. I want to read one verse and then we'll get into the message. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Lord, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the service so far, for the choir practice, God, the songs, the Lord, the songs that Gavin sang, God. Lord, I just thank you, God, for just being here with us and showing up, God. Lord, where we can feel your presence, Lord, God. Lord, I'm glad I come to a church, God, that we can feel your presence, Lord. Lord, and I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. Help me, dear Lord, tonight. Lord, I pray, God, you'd bless each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. And God, help us, dear Lord, to get something out of your word that we can apply to our hearts, and we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It's real easy, and I catch myself doing it sometimes this year, and it's real easy to visualize Jesus as the Christ child in the manger. Amen. And I like I preached this morning, I love the nativity. I love the nativity scene. But one thing we need to make sure we remember, he is the master of the universe. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Amen. And the word master, it seems like we've kind of fallen out of the use of using that word master. But Peter loved to use this word. Peter used this word probably more than anybody else. Jesus even bids us to call him master. Said, ye call me master and Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 13, he said, and you say, well, for I am. The word master occurs 69 times in the gospel, and it was Peter's favorite word to use when referring to Jesus. Master, we've toiled all night, Luke chapter 5. Master, we're perishing, Luke chapter 8. Master, the multitude strong, the impressed, in Luke chapter 8, verse 45. Master, it is good for us to be here, Luke chapter 9. Now, when you're talking about this word master, how do we apply it? I want you to just look at just a few things. When you say master, when you call him master, number one, that's implying love. Love, an intense feeling of deep affection. I read this somewhere. For 43 years, at 1 minute after midnight on Christmas Eve, a man of Cambridge, England, would hand his wife, Ethel, a love letter. This gift was a tradition they had started when they were first married, and she said that was one of the most treasured things that her husband ever did for her. So during this Christmas season, how can you and I express our love better for the master? I'm always thinking about I'm always thinking about how I can tell my wife I love her. I'm always down through the years I would take flowers by the bank every once in a while, or I'd buy her a little gift or something like that just to show her I love her. What have I done lately to show Jesus that I love him? Well, I mean, what are we doing to show Jesus that we love him? Because we understand something. It's not like me and my wife, when we first went on a date, you know, our first date was a blind date, and she was gorgeous. I mean, I said, whoo, hallelujah. I mean, I was infatuated. She was beautiful. But I was not in love with her after the first time. But the first time I really met Jesus, I ain't talking about getting acquainted with him. I'm talking about meeting him. I know Brother David talks about in Sunday school a lot of times how over the years he would go down to an altar, and, you know, but in that truck on the way to work or somewhere one morning, he got acquainted with Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when I got acquainted with Jesus, I fell in love with Jesus. Amen. I fell head over heels in love with Jesus. Hey, I'm telling you, there ain't nobody ever done me like Jesus. Ain't nobody ever loved me like Jesus. Can't nobody, like the old black song says, can't nobody do me like Jesus can do me. Amen. I love my wife, but I need to figure out a better way to tell Jesus and show Jesus that I love him. When we express our love, that word master ought to come to mind. The word master also implies adoration. That word adoration there means to adore, to love and respect deeply. It comes from the Latin word adore, which means to worship. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We give thanks to you. We honor you. When's the last time? You know, listen, praise had already broke out in here tonight. Worship had already broke out in here tonight, and some of y'all were just looking around. Is he your master? Do you adore him? I'm just being honest. Think about it. You know, I adore my wife. I adore my wife. I love my wife. I try to show her that I adore a love and a respect. I respect my wife. But how much do we respect and love Jesus? If you really respect and love Jesus, we might not go some of the places we go. We might not say some of the things we say. We might not dress the way we dress sometimes. If we respect and love and adore Jesus, amen? That's what the word master implies. Master also implies allegiance. That word allegiance right there means loyalty of a subordinate to a superior or an individual or group or cause. I mean, you got to understand, he's God and we ain't. Amen. He is God. He makes the rules. We were talking about a little bit in Sunday school this morning, and then I was listening to something today on YouTube, the sovereignty of God. That, you know, Preacher Pat Minahan said this years ago, I think in this church, the sovereignty of God means this. He's God. He makes the rules, and he ain't going to ask your opinion about nothing. Amen. He's God. Jesus is our master. Jesus is our leader. Jesus is the one that we are to put above all else. Jesus himself said, no man can serve two masters. You're either going to hate the one and love the other or love the one and hate the other. So what is it that's keeping you from being what you can be for Jesus? What you got in your life? What do you have in your life that's above him? Anything that's above him is an idol. Anything that's above him is your master. I want him to be my master. I want my allegiance to be toward him. Amen? Understand, Jesus is my God. And when we sing that song, he's my God, I want you to understand, I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Hey, I am not ashamed to tell everybody I am a Christian. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I am not ashamed. I don't have to worry about wearing a t-shirt. I've got Christian t-shirts. I'm not ashamed to wear them. I got something on the back of my car that says I'm a Christian, says I'm a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. I'm not ashamed for people to know where I go to church. I'm not ashamed for people to know what kind of Bible I got. I'm not ashamed for people to come to church and see me worship God and see me honor God. Hey, if you're ashamed of that, then you don't worry about it. You just sit there. We'll shout all over you. My allegiance is to him. Amen. My allegiance is not to anybody else other than him. And as long as I am true to him and my allegiance is to him, my allegiance will be to the church. My allegiance will be to Jamie. My allegiance will be with David and Melvin and Skip and Dallas. And understand, as long as they're walking right with God, praise the Lord, we can walk together. It implies also confidence. When you call somebody master, you're saying, I got confidence in them. You know what the word confidence means? That's a belief that one can have faith in or rely in something or someone. I have found the one that I can rely on. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I'll promise you one thing. I'm about like my daddy. Wes, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do my utmost best to do it. If I tell you I'm going to be at your house at 10 o'clock in the morning, you look for me about 10 or 15 till, because I'm coming. If I can't, but something might happen and I can't be there. There ain't going to never be a time that Jesus Christ says, I'm going to be there for you, that he will not show up. He will not be there. He'll never let you down. He'll never do you wrong. He'll never tell you a lie. He'll never do anything bad to hurt you. That's who you can have confidence in. Too many people put confidence in their preacher. And I'm telling you, I hope you got confidence in your pastor. But don't you put your confidence in me, because I'll let you down. I'll get in the flesh. I'll say and do things that I shouldn't do. But Jesus will never let you down. Never let you down. How many of us have confidence in Jesus? He's my master. He's my master. And I was thinking about it as I was studying this and kind of contemplating. I'm going to probably start changing my prayer life a little bit. Master. Master. I don't know why the Lord just put this thought on my mind. I remember Preacher Jack Lasseter said something one time that caught me. And when he said it, I changed my prayer life. How many of us go through our whole prayer, and then at the very end of the prayer, we say, in Jesus' name, amen. Do you realize if you don't start your prayer in Jesus' name, God might not hear nothing you got to say? So I started my prayer. Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name. And then I close my prayer in Jesus. I got enough confidence in Jesus to know that I can pray through his name and get what I need to get done. Amen. It also implies obedience. When you say master, that implies obedience. Now, we all know, we've all seen the old movies about the slaves, and they would make them call a master. They were made to do that. And one day people are going to be made to call him master. But right now, I want to be obedient. I want to call him master because I want to. I want to call him master because I do love him. I want to call him master because I do adore him. I want to call him master because I do have confidence in him. I want to call him master because I want to be obedient to him. That word obedient right there means to submit to the authority of another, of Jesus. To submit to the authority of Jesus. To submit to the authority of Jesus. That means when you submit to the authority of Jesus, you submit to the authority of this word. You don't get mad at the preacher when the preacher's preaching something and it gets on your pew. You don't get mad at the preacher when the preacher's preaching on tithing and you ain't tithing. You don't get mad at the preacher when he's preaching on church attendance and you been slack. You don't get mad at the preacher when, I'm submitting to the authority of the word of God. This word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. This is Jesus Christ right here. When you read these words, this is Jesus Christ right here. This is the master in the manger, amen. This is the one that's in charge of it all. I want to be in obedience to him. I want to carry out any order that he asked me to carry out. John chapter 15, verse 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. That means we are to be obedient to him. We're to be obedient to the word of God. We're to live by the Bible. This is our operations manual. Amen? Now, Jesus is the master in the manger. And he demands and deserves our respect. He demands and deserves our adoration, our love, our obedience. He demands and loves and respect. And we should show that to him in every aspect of our life. So who is your master tonight? Who is your master tonight? You know, this time of the year, it don't really matter what's going on. Wes, I can pick out whatever, you know, going on. I can talk about baseball season, football season, basketball season, volleyball season, hunting season, fishing season, whatever, you know. This time of year, a lot of times if we ain't careful, we're concentrating on hunting or concentrating on football. Who's your master? Who's your master? Who do you love? Who do you adore? Who do you obey? A lot of times, if we ain't careful, it's self. We want to do what we want to do. Amen. And I've told you and told you and told you, it ain't about you. It's all about him. Amen. I want you to bow your heads.